Have you ever wondered why the same relationship patterns keep showing up in your life? Why arguments with your partner trigger emotions that seem wildly disproportionate to the situation? The truth is that our most intimate relationships serve as mirrors, reflecting our deepest wounds and offering our greatest opportunities for healing. When nearly half of marriages end in divorce, it's clear we need a new approach to love. One that transforms relationships from battlegrounds into sacred healing spaces. Our early experiences create a blueprint for how we expect relationships to function. Even when we consciously reject our parents' relationship models, these deeply embedded patterns continue shaping our adult connections. The revolutionary insight is that our relationship difficulties aren't random. They're precisely designed to bring our unconscious wounds to the surface where they can finally heal. This isn't about blame or shame. It's about recognizing that our triggers are portals to our most profound transformation. Our biology is wired for connection. From mirror neurons that help us empathize to the oxytocin released during physical touch, we're designed to heal through relationship. Yet many of us retreat into hyper-independence when relationships become difficult, concluding we're better off alone. This defensive mechanism often stems from early disappointments or betrayals. What we don't realize is that true separation is impossible. We're always connected to the world through countless visible and invisible threads. The healing journey requires both solitude and connection. In vulnerable moments, we need others to help carry our emotional load and repair our damaged trust. When we're strong, we find purpose in supporting others through their struggles. Healthy interdependence strikes a delicate balance between autonomy and vulnerability. It requires maintaining individuality while remaining open enough to need others. This differs dramatically from codependency, where one partner chronically neglects their needs to appease the other, leading to boundary erosion and relationship imbalance. Rather than needing to fully heal before entering relationships, our partners play crucial roles in our healing journey. Past traumas often remain buried until triggered by intimate interactions, whether through a simple miscommunication, perceived rejection, or moments of vulnerability. These triggering moments provide invaluable opportunities to address wounded inner child beliefs that have shaped our patterns since childhood. With supportive partners, we gain safe environments to observe our triggers and understand our subconscious patterns. This support becomes especially vital because trauma becomes embedded not just through difficult experiences, but through the profound aloneness we felt during them. Healing happens when we receive the love and support in present relationships that was absent during original traumas, when someone finally sees, hears, and validates our experience. By understanding our partner's specific wounds, we can adopt behaviors that counteract their negative experiences. The question we must continually ask ourselves, are my words and actions perpetuating my partner's wounding or contributing to their healing? When relationships root in wounding consciousness, they carry unresolved inner child trauma, creating patterns of defensiveness and disconnection. These eight wounded themes manifest in specific relationship dynamics. Rejection creates relationship testing, accountability deflection, and emotional withdrawal despite genuinely desiring connection. Judgment transforms relationships into breeding grounds for criticism and inauthenticity, with partners keeping score of transgressions. Overwhelm appears when one partner feels burdened while the other becomes depressed or apathetic. Loss creates attachment issues and difficulty navigating change, manifesting as either desperate clinging or emotional detachment. Distrust generates relationship problems through suspicion and constant anxiety. Inadequacy appears as a hollowing feeling of not being good enough, with a deeper struggle in loving ourselves. Violation creates power struggles and environments where we tread carefully. Insecurity manifests through competition and the need for validation. Understanding these wounds is crucial because our coping mechanisms and triggers are imprinted on our consciousness, but don't define who we truly are. our wounds actually cover our authentic selves. Beneath the defenses lies an innocent child worthy of and yearning for love. The breakthrough comes when we recognize our defensive patterns as impersonal, subconscious reactions from conditioning and trauma. By embracing vulnerability, we open doors to healing and new relating patterns. An inner work couple maintains love through struggles, focusing on building skills that elevate connection to unprecedented levels. The healing journey progresses through 5 themes of consciousness. Accountability marks the first significant evolution, manifesting when we courageously face our weaknesses while maintaining self-worth. The theme of ease follows, characterized by handling responsibilities calmly without becoming overwhelmed. Motivation transforms relationships from comfortable ease into purposeful passion, embracing deliberate effort in pursuit of growth. Acceptance celebrates embracing reality after exerting our utmost effort, embodying grace, presence, and forgiveness. Understanding approaches life with rational, unbiased curiosity, seeking to comprehend the why and how of ourselves and our relationship. These healing themes serve as developmental stages building upon each other. In yogic union, couples perceive their togetherness as more than mere partnership. It becomes a profound spiritual connection with eternal implications. Their shared mission transcends ordinary relationship goals, embracing devotion and selfless service to benefit humanity. By adopting tantric principles in daily life, they transform even mundane moments into spiritual practice. Couples who have completed significant inner work reach a remarkable level of awareness where they experience spiritual reality together. Their relationship, grounded in unwavering faith in something greater than themselves, fosters deep reverence for existence and gratitude for the miraculous convergence that brought them together. When both partners have developed robust emotional maturity, their union serves a purpose far greater than individual pursuits. Their embodiment of conscious love radiates joy to everyone they encounter, creating ripple effects throughout their community. These couples often find their deepest fulfillment through shared service to humanity. The journey through consciousness isn't linear. It's a spiral of continuous growth. As you practice inner work, you'll spend less energy in wounded themes and more in liberating ones. The question driving this journey is simply, what else is possible? The answer is that there are no limits to the depth you and your partner can explore. This boundless love becomes attainable when both partners remain open to growth, breaking through self-imposed limitations. The key is recognizing these boundaries and consciously choosing to move beyond them, together. This might mean learning to trust again after betrayal, expressing emotions more openly, or allowing ourselves to be truly seen. The path requires daily practice, unwavering commitment, and the courage to repeatedly choose love over fear. It invites us to see each challenge as an opportunity for growth, each conflict as a doorway to deeper understanding. Through this practice, we discover that love isn't just an emotion, it's the very fabric of existence itself. When we heal ourselves through relationship, we contribute to healing the world.